Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
We come together, cause opposites attract.
710 WOR.
And we're back pretty soon. We're going to be talking to former Governor Chris Christie, who is now an ABC News correspondent, contributor, I should say. He was in favor of legalizing gambling all these years, and the Supreme Court has delivered the goods to him yesterday. Gambling is now legal in the land. It'll be up to state legislatures to determine whether or not it'll be legal in each state. But it's federalism at work, and Chris Christie has a lot to celebrate this morning.
He was a big supporter. He's been very vocal about this. And as we know, they lost 8 times in lower courts. They finally got vindication from the Supreme Court. And now, apparently by Memorial Day, Monmouth Park will be ready with the first bet. I wonder if the governor will be first in line at the betting window.
To put down his marker, but Joe Bartlett right behind him.
I'll be there. Don't worry.
Of course you will, Joe Bartlett. So that leads off our big three. Also clashes in the Middle East. 62 Palestinians killed in the Gaza Strip as they've been clashing with Israeli military because the United States has moved its embassy officially to Jerusalem. I don't know, Len, and the intractable problems of the Middle East. And also, one thing that did not leak from the White House, Melania Trump went in to have surgery for some kidney problems.
Hopefully she's doing well. Let's talk to the governor.
Let's go right to the governor. Good morning, Governor Christie.
Good morning, Michael. Len, how you doing?
We're doing great. So how'd you celebrate?
Big smile on my face, Len. Big smile on my face. A great feeling of vindication. Nearly 7 years of litigation, over $8 million in legal fees, fighting the NFL, the Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, and the NCAA. We finally got a court that really listened to the constitutional arguments. And when you have the highest court in the land say you're right and they're wrong, that's a good day.
Governor, were you always in favor of legalizing gambling, or were there a series of things you concluded that led you to this belief?
I was always in favor of legalizing sports gambling in the state. You know, the state has a long history of being able to effectively regulate gambling. We're the second state in the nation that allowed casino gambling. And then I had a referendum. I put it on the ballot to see what the people in New Jersey wanted. Overwhelmingly, they voted in favor of having sports gambling in our state, at our state's casinos and racetracks. And from then on, it was my mission to try to get it done for the people of the state. It took 7 losses in lower courts and a lot of ridicule from some people who said it was a pipe dream and I was on a fool's errand. But that fool's errand ended up with a big victory for New Jersey yesterday.
Hey, Governor, what do you make, the sports leagues, as you mentioned, fought you tooth and nail, and now they all have their hands out looking for their cut. What do you think of that?
It's quite something. You know, I understand the leader of the Senate in New Jersey, Steve Sweeney, told the sports leagues he'd pay them the same fee that Nevada pays them right now.
Sure. Good deal.
The fact is that they made us spend $8 million and delayed us from, you know, gathering tax revenues on this for nearly 7 years. And this integrity argument, I think, is just a bogus argument. I think we know that $190 billion got bet last year illegally on sports in just the U.S. And to give you some kind of context, where betting is legal in the U.K., they bet $20 billion legally last year. So we're talking about an enormous market here in the U.S., many more professional and college sports than in the U.K. And to think that there would be no problem with integrity with all that illegal betting, but there is regarding the betting if it's legal, to me is crazy. And let's face it, the NFL is really hypocritical on this. Why do they release reports every Wednesday on injury status?
Yeah. Well, we know, obviously, for all those people gambling on the games.
We're on the line with former Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey. He's now an ABC News contributor. Governor Christie, no secret that the mafia, has long controlled gambling. Now, with these new laws, is this a way of going at the mob, of loosening their grip on this activity?
Absolutely. And wouldn't you much rather have it done in a legal, upfront, transparent, regulated way than have it being contributing to the mob's other activities in the state of New Jersey and in other places that are dangerous and violent. And the money they make off of gambling helps to support those other enterprises. So I do think it'll decrease. It won't eliminate the amount of it won't eliminate illegal gambling, but it'll decrease it significantly. And hopefully in places like New Jersey, they'll wisely use the extra revenue for folks like seniors in our state and the disabled and others.
Well, that's the real question, Governor, because as some listeners have brought up, in fact, I just got an email from John wanting me to ask you this question. You know, they always said that the lottery would help education. And the general feeling is, well, where's all that money gone? Because education still seems to be struggling. So listener John wants to ask you, how much money has the school system received from the lottery on a yearly average? You know, that kind of thing.
Billions of dollars over the years. And the lottery itself, right now it's been dedicated entirely to paying teachers. $1 billion a year that we generate, that's in profit from the lottery, is dedicated completely now to paying teachers. I got that bill passed for the next 30 years. That's directly paying New Jersey public school teachers $1 billion a year. So, you know, listen, New Jersey, I love the state. I was born here, raised here. It's a cynical place. They always think that what's being said is going to happen hasn't happened. But I'm glad to be able to answer John that every nickel of profit from the lottery in this past year, that was $1 billion, went to paying teachers in New Jersey.
Governor, any concerns at all that by legalizing gambling, you are going to be encouraging people's addictions? I mean, addictions that can destroy lives and families.
No question that's always a concern about any activity that has with it the potential for addictive behavior. But New Jersey has been a leader in this since we've been at it for 40 years. On every lottery ticket, on every advertisement regarding lottery or casino gambling, it is required by the state to put the number for Gamblers Anonymous on there to encourage people to pursue help when they need it. Casinos play an active role also in monitoring this and stopping people from gambling who they believe have a problem and refer them to Gamblers Anonymous. And so, you know, I don't think this will make it any worse. Remember, as I said, Michael, $190 billion was bet illegally across this country on sports this past year. And so I just don't think this will increase the amount of gambling. I think it will just change where it's happening.
We're on with Governor Christie. We're going to take advantage of you since you're an ABC News contributor. I mean, there's so much to talk about aside from gambling. So congratulations on getting that through, that bill finally through the Supreme Court. But listen, what's the political – what's your general take? I'll throw a lot of names at you. Michael Cohen, Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels, the White House, the criticism of John McCain. I mean, there's just so much going on. Just dive in wherever you want.
Well, first off, I think Michael Avenatti's 15 minutes of fame should be well past and over now.
Yes, I agree.
Let's just remember, so I don't know, and I said this to a few folks last night privately who continue to put him on the air. This is a lawyer who's representing a porn actress. Now, let's remember something. I hate when people call her a porn star. You know, I think you have to do something to become a star, and she's an actress. She's an actress in pornographic movies. He represents her, and that's his only claim to fame. Yet he's on television talking about, you know, issues of public policy. I think his 15 minutes of fame should be over. And without regard to what the merits are of the case between the president and Stormy Daniels, and I'm not commenting on that. I'm commenting on the fact that the media has an insatiable desire to have a guy like this on the air. And I read a study just yesterday or the day before that said just – the news, the electronic news media alone has given this guy $175 million worth of advertising. enough for it, yeah. Right? And so, you know, on that point, I feel strong. And on the Michael Cohen issue, obviously he's got some problems. And you know, for that kind of raid, I can tell you as a former U.S. attorney who was in charge of one of the largest offices in the country for 7 years in New Jersey, getting that kind of raid authorized is very difficult, and there is some serious allegations that they must have made with evidence to back it up to a federal judge in order to get that warrant signed. And so obviously, you know, Mr. Cohen has some real questions to answer. He's presumed innocent, as we all are in our system. But those are some ominous signs from the Southern District of New York regarding Mr. Cohen's future.
Governor, how do you think Rudy Giuliani is doing out there defending the president?
Listen, Rudy's out there being Rudy, right? He's out there fighting the fight, being brash, being bold. We've all seen this in Rudy Giuliani since the days that he was mayor of New York. I think that Rudy is getting his sea legs on this case, learning the case, and I think he'll do a very good job for the president. I know Rudy as a lawyer, and I know that Rudy was one of the best U.S. attorneys in Manhattan that they ever had, and I think he's going to do a very good job for the president. Now, the great thing for Rudy is that lawyers can't change facts. You got to deal with the facts as your client gives them to you. But I think in the context of all this, the president made a very good choice in hiring Rudy. He's scared of nothing or no one.
Should he get sacked, would you join the legal team?
No, I'm not doing that kind of thing.
Oh, I'd pay to see that, Governor.
All right. Former Governor Chris Christie, now an ABC News contributor. Thanks a lot for joining us, Governor.
Thanks, Gov. Come back.
Len, Michael, happy to be on the show and look forward to being on again.